welcome to The Real Story. If it seems like you've been hearing a ton about immigration raids lately, well, you'd be right. There were more than three times the immigration arrests in 2006 than there were in 2005. Five times more than 2004. Wow. Good news, huh? Looks like they've got the problem under control and fixed. Yeah, that's what they'd like you to think. I'll explain in just a second. But first, I want you to watch this clip from President Bush yesterday in Mexico.
A lot of Americans were deeply concerned that the United States was not enforcing our laws. They felt like there wasn't a commitment to the rule of law. Over the past year, I believe we have shown the American people that there is a strong commitment to the rule of law. And I think members of Congress are now feeling more comfortable that the country is committed to rule of law, which then makes some more open-minded to my argument, which is that if we can have migration reform, it'll make it less likely somebody will feel like they have to sneak across our border and therefore take pressure off the border. In other words, security for the country, border security, will be enhanced by a good migration law.
Is there anybody except the President of the United States that really feels that way? I got news for you. I don't know a soul that feels that way. I think Americans feel, maybe it's just me, I think we feel like we're being played for fools. I hate to say it, but the real story is, these raids that you're seeing right now, they're show. They're show. I hate to tell you, Mr. President, but a few months of tough enforcement, while we've got Bank of America still doing what they're doing, it doesn't convince anybody that our government is serious. It's a game. You know, you're not hearing about something in the media, but you need to. There are closed-door meetings happening right now in Washington on a major immigration reform bill. And guess what? Any chance of that bill passing hinges on the ability of our politicians, and most importantly, our president, to try to convince the slugs like you and me that they're actually finally enforcing the law, making us feel all cuddly and safe. But mark my words, this is a smokescreen. As soon as the ink from the president's signature is dry, the crackdown ends. Millions of illegals will be on the path to citizenship, and there won't be a damn thing anybody can do about it. If you don't believe me, I want you to go to your computer right now. Right now, go to your computer. I want you to go to Google and I want you to type in 1986 amnesty. I'll wait. You do it. You do it tonight. 1986 amnesty. You read about what happened after President Reagan granted amnesty after he made a deal with Congress. What happened to the 2.7 illegal immigrants? Well, let me just say, it didn't exactly stop new aliens from trying to get in here. Those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. There's something else that the president said in that clip that you just saw, and man, it just grated on me. Something that nobody's talking about. Did you pick up on it? While in Mexico, he started referring to illegal immigration as, quote, migration. Gee, it's not illegal, Mr. President. Think of it more of a transition or a job relocation program. Mr. President, you may not think that anybody is watching what you say. God help us all if we're not paying attention. You are pandering to Mexico, and we are watching it. We see exactly what's going on, and it's not giving me a warm, comfy feeling inside. This was no slip of the tongue. This was calculated.